welcome to the show. Please come inside. Welcome to Skunknet Podcast. Welcome to Skunknet Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Skunknet Podcast. Only available here on Anchor, Spotify, and anywhere else you might find your podcast delectables. Feel free to check us out on review at getreview.co/profile/skunknet for this episode's matching e-zine entry. And feel free to subscribe for more e-zine content and Skunknet Podcast. Available wherever you could find podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Skunknet Podcast. Coming to you live from Skunknet HQ. Disclaimer. We do not tolerate any hate speech, bullying, abuse, harassment, or any other negative derogative behavior. Any and all discussions here are the subjective and respectful views of the members of this e-zine. Do not, under any circumstances, attack, threaten, dox, abuse, bully, or harass the e-zine staff or any special guest that may appear on this e-zine. We do not, under any circumstances, endorse nor approve of such behavior, so do not try to blame us if you end up doing such. This disclaimer will be posted at the beginning of every issue and will be visible at the very top. We hope you enjoy and check out our other e-zine issues at getreview.co/profile/skunknet. Issue 1. Introductory. Welcome to the first ever issue of Skunknet e-zine. This issue will introduce you to the members of this e-zine, as well as the layout and topics we may discuss here. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Meet the cast. Kuristeru, goddess of hope, Skunknet mascot. Name, Kuristeru Tasogore. Age, over 2,000 years old. Gender, female. Species, skunk soon. Deity. About. Kuristeru, even though a deity, has been abused and bullied by her siblings at such a young age. In order to protect her from further harm and isolation, she was cast out from Takamagahara down to the earth below, where she was away from her brothers and sisters. It wasn't easy for her to adapt to this new way of life amongst mortals, but she made a living. She started a network. She started a streaming channel. She started an entire multi-community nexus. She started an entire movement. She has now started this e-zine for those to keep up to date on news, updates, events, and more in the world she has come to call her home. With her history being as it is, growing up as such, she has grown resentful of those who harm others, because she knows how bad it hurt her, and she then feels bad for those attacked. This world is becoming more and more toxic every day, but she is always striving for the best, bringing hope wherever she goes. She's not called the goddess of hope by Philippians for nothing, after all. Crystal. Skunk Net. Founding owner. Name: Crystal Nocturne. Age: 28. Gender: trans female, male to female. Species: human. Therian / Otherkin. About: born a boy, Crystal always had problems with life growing up, be it depression, inequality, abuse, harassment, assault, and even more illegal things she's been victim of that we dare not mention here. With all her experiences, she works with Kuristeru and the rest of the E-Zane team in helping others in need. Having started HRT, Hormone Replacement Therapy, in January 2021, she has since started living a happier, more carefree life. In her spare time, she streams, cosplays, play games, test games. Yes, she's a beta tester and in some cases, even alpha tester, and so much more. She may not have any sort of fixed income, but it doesn't bother her, as she enjoys doing what she does, because to her, seeing others smile, laugh, and have fun, feeling better about life, is all the payment she ever asks for. Agent Alice Wolfblood, head of KMC Security and Legal's Advisor / Negotiator. Name: Luqueta Sacrites Wolfblood. Age: unknown. Gender: female. Species: Anon. About: an Anon who was more about activism and equality, Agent LS joined the SkunkNet team and helped found KMC Security for protecting the network from constant bombardments, attacks, slander, libel, and much more. She is the wife of Agent Kenechi and head of KMC Security. What she does is very delicate and stressful work and trying to defuse situations that involve the founding owner has not been easy. Luqueta is not her real name and she refuses to use such out of safety and security for herself, the network, and its members. What we do know about Luqueta Sacrites Wolfblood is she is a former boot camp soldier who specialized in technology and communications, but never enlisted in the military nor proceeded further in government ordeals, legislation, or any other field. She has used this knowledge and skill to help keep others safe and even keep herself safe. Hiding behind her pen name or call sign, Luqueta also goes by Luquetia or Luquetia Wolfblood at times. As with her knowledge on technology and cybersecurity, her and her husband both assist the network as best they can. She is also a furry. Agent K.S. Moorcroft. Volunteer KMC Security Personnel. Name: Kenichi S. Moorcroft. Age: unknown. Gender: male. Species: anon. About: Agent Kenichi S. Moorcroft, or simply K.S. Moorcroft, or Kenichi, is a former anon of Anonymous, and now works solo, assisting SkunkNet at times in cybersecurity and covert testing of security fields and data encryption for the network. Kenichi is the firewall of Skunknet, if you will, and is capable of snuffing out troublemakers, having them removed from the network before problems escalate any further or even begin. His tactics may seem a tad bit unorthodox, but it has been effective in keeping Skunknet and its members safe. As a solo member of Anonymous, doing his own work and operations, helping serve the globe with justice and the greater good. He also volunteers for Skunknet and is not a major staff of the Skunknet team, but is a part of the KMC security as a volunteer representative for cybersecurity testing and a key member in KMC Security's conflict diffusion team. As the husband of Laquetta, head of security, he will assist when needed, but is not far from keeping multiple eyes on the network, making sure it is always safe, and not a single member is at risk day in and day out, night and day. Krustlich, the last Zuka. Name, Krustlich Nachtrenech. Age, 18, BC era, 28, modern day. Gender, female, species, Zuka, Wolfkin. About, Krustlich is an odd one. Where did it begin with her? She is a being that is supposedly the past life of Skunknet's founding owner, Crystal Nocturne. As such, she and Crystal share the same memories, thoughts, actions, ideals, hopes, and dreams. Krustlich is a speaker for nature and an advocate for Gaia herself. Born from the wilderness, she is Mother Nature's champion and the direct child of the Wolf Goddess, the former Nature Goddess, before the one we know today. Even though Mother Nature was the assistant and pupil of the Wolf Goddess, Krustlich was the voice for these deities, speaking out for the plants, animals, wildlife, and at one time, even humanity. That is, until humanity murdered her very kind and made them extinct. She has long since returned to our world, albeit in human form, the very form that killed her entire species. Despite such, she has grown accustomed to how humanity has lived their lives and knows more about the human race than even humans take account of. She knows about the birth and creation of war, of weapons, of sins such as greed, gluttony, lust, and so much more. She is more aware of humanity than the human race will take credit for, much less even acknowledge. She is nature's champion, and as a result, she can hear when Mother Nature cries, weeps, or even is enraged at her children and God's children. Whether you be a servant, your God being Adonai, Jehovah, Allah, Gaia, Zeus, Amaterasu, Inari, Lucifer, or any other unnamed here, or mayhaps even have no god, Krustlich can feel you, sense you, know your motives, and how you belong in nature. She is the avatar of nature, and the manifestation of all life on Earth. We born. She is the wilderness given flesh and form, and she weeps for her homeworld. The layout of topics. The way these e-zines will work is an issue will be handled by a member of the e-zine team that is based on their specialty. Different segments might be by different members of the e-zine team, but the e-zine will always be published by Skunknet as a whole. The podcast variation will always be narrated by Crystal Nocturne. Below is a list of each e-zine team specialty that they would be discussing in our issues. Koristeru, specializing in network agendas, updates, events, and ongoing in the general field. Crystal, specializing in depression, anger, grief, LGBT+, bullying, assault, and other sensitive topics. Asian Luqueta, specializing in legal disputes, court reviews, world news, and other political/legal topics. Agent Kenichi specializes in internet safety, cybersecurity, internet news, trending news, computer know-how, activism, and other technological topics. Kostelech specializes in earth news regarding plants and animals, cute animals, conservation, Earth Day, spiritual discussions, and other earthly spiritual topics. Any other unrelated or unspecified topics will be handled by Koristeru and Crystal. Any other unrelated or unspecified topics, as well as the topics listed here in this podcast, will all be narrated by Crystal. Epilogue. We thank you for familiarizing yourself with our e-zine and the podcast variant, and hope you enjoy what is to come in these coming years. If anything, this is replacing our KMC podcast, the e-zine functioning as a text format of future episodes, and the podcast functioning as audio format of future episodes. No, KMC podcast is not going away. They are just being revamped with the text format provided with each issue, where images and other content not accessible in the audio podcast can be found here in its place at Revue. The podcast will be narrated by Crystal Nocturne, but the e-zine will be typed out by the many people of the team. Do expect guests from time to time to appear on our e-zine and podcast. And as always, thank you. stay safe. Have fun. And see you in the next one. If you want to reach us or send your pics for Chris's cute nature corner, you can do so by emailing us at skunknet@getreview.co or skunknet.ezine@gmail.com with subject skunknet ezine subscriber feed, detailing what the email is for. Whether it be to consult us for an interview, see a topic discussed, or to provide a dose of cute for Chris's cute nature corner at the end of every issue.